happened with Brittany, I was scared to let her go to the store. Like, give me your keys, give me your cell phone, give me your life. I'm putting it in my back pocket. You're never, your life's this big now. That only lasted for about a week. But so she started getting her life back. And I went in, because I was working in school ministry with Heidi Rolls, this radical lady. Her birthday's on the 4th of July, which is fitting if you know her. Fireworks. And I told her and Mark Brooks, the first year staff, like, what? I don't know what happened, but this is what she did. And Heidi listened to my whole story. And she goes, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to hire Brittany to pick up my four boys from elementary school, drive them home, get them settled, started on their homework, and start dinner. I said, did you not hear what I just said about my daughter? She goes, oh, yeah, I heard you. I said, you want my daughter to put your children in the car with her, drive them, trust her to drive them home? And she's like, yeah, that's what I'm going to do. And she hired Brittany for the rest of the year to take care of her kids. It just changed Brittany. She could not believe it, that you know the truth about me, and you still keep your love on. She just inserted love into Brittany's life, changed her forever. You okay with my stories? We do a lot of interviews with the school ministry. We actually hire people to do it now. We didn't. That's not how we did it back in the day. You have to do them too. Yeah, I know. 1,200 of them or something. I remember sitting at in my pool because we had to come in to do interviews, and I didn't want to sit at my desk. So I said, I'll pay for them. So I would be at my, I'd get up and get out and be in my swimming pool. And I'm interviewing someone in Norway. Like, yeah. And planes would be going over and dogs are barking, the kids are splashing. I'm like, but pay no attention to those weird noises while I give this interview. I would rather sit here than in my office. And I was interviewing this husband and wife one time. And, you know, did you have to fill out recommendations, right? You have to give a pastor's recommendation and personal recommendations. And the personal recommendations you give to what? To fill out. Your friends, right? Fill this form out and send it in. And you choose who that person is, right? And I remember getting this packet of information about this wife, and the pastoral recommendation was fine, but I didn't tell her the name of the person, but I said, you know, under the line that says, what kind